Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But other big NFL games being played this weekend include, well, the 6-4 Rams playing the Baltimore Ravens. Could be a season-defining game for the Los Angeles Rams, who sit 7th in the NFC playoff picture, a game and a half out. And they'll be facing...
Can't you say every game, too, is a season-defining game as it goes on for the Ravens?
You're right, because they're chasing New England for the top seed and trying
to
further...
If they lose, it could define their season.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And the Ravens have a former... Well, they've got a former Ram on their roster, and the Rams have a former Raven on their roster. And that's how this conversation got started at Sean McVay's press conference yesterday. It goes into territory concerning safety Eric Weddle, who plays for the Rams now, but starts with a question about... former Ram, who was just traded to the Ravens earlier this year, Marcus Peters, and whether he could perhaps help the Ravens in their prep for L.A.
He's a guy that whether he was here or not, you've got to be mindful of because he does have such elite ball skills. And then, you know, you do want to be careful about some of the things that he might be familiar with. But he's a great player, and I'm really happy to see him doing so well.
With Eric Weddle, will you pick his brain? Will he offer any tidbits of information that might help you as a play caller going into the
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, what you respect about Eric is, you know, he's one of those guys that, you know, you pick his brain because you just want to talk some football. But in terms of some of the intricacies, you know, I think he's got a lot of loyalty to those guys, even if he's not there anymore. And those are things that I think he would probably say, I like talking ball with you, but I don't want to do something that, you know, takes away from, you know, his ability to try to, you know, unfairly give information that, you know, with the Ravens. And I know that's something that he's communicated. So
is that regarded as unfair?
You know, I think this, I think it's totally at each person's, you know, individual approach. And I think with his reasonings, you know, I think it's a small demonstration of why he's a special guy.
Wait a minute. So this is something that's very interesting to me because he lays the groundwork by saying, we're worried about what Marcus Peters is going to say about our team.
But we're not going to ask Eric Weddle about his former team.
This is really philosophical, and I think it's a really neat discussion to have. Because what comes to mind for me is, remember when Dick LeBeau left to go to Tennessee and there were thoughts that maybe Troy Polamalu would follow?
Mm-hmm.
Is he the kind of guy that would say, if the Titans were to say to him, we play the Steelers this week, what do you know about the Steelers defense? Now, Dick LeBeau would know everything anyway,
right?
But what do you know about it? Well, here's the beans, or I can't tell you. Is Eric Weddle to be commended for a guy who isn't giving it up about his old team? Or does Eric Weddle need reminded who the hell he works for right now?
Let's ask everybody else on the Rams roster how they feel about it, particularly the guys on the offensive side of the ball for the Rams who are facing a Ravens defense.
In an offensive unit for the Rams that hasn't necessarily...
Could use every last shred of help it could get.
That hasn't participated to the level at which people thought whenever they saw them in the Super Bowl not long ago.
Look, part of me wants to admire the honor or whatever it is that Eric Weddle's trying to show here, but I think it's a little faux. It's a little false, and it belies the fact that he gets paid millions of dollars now by the Los Angeles Rams. And he gets paid by the Los Angeles Rams to help a football team win. That's his job. If one of the things he can provide to the Rams in a game against the Baltimore Ravens is his knowledge of how the Ravens do certain things? Absolutely. You should ask Mark Barron a couple weeks ago when the Rams came to Heinz Field. He was more than willing to share things.
Here's the quote from Weddle. I have a lot of respect for that place, not only how it helped my career and rejuvenated my career, but how they treated myself and my family. But it's a very tight-knit group. And what would I be? What kind of man would I be if I just turned my back on all of them?
What's he doing to his Rams teammates?
I agree. This is a really interesting topic because
I've never heard that before.
Not one time ever.
From a guy. And what's interesting is that normally, and maybe I'm too used to hearing what Mike Tomlin has to say when that question is asked, or, you know, even what Barron said. He goes, well, you know, there's a lot of film out there. We have a lot of good coaches, and they know what the Rams do. But I've always thought that individuals know, like, maybe tendencies and characteristics of former teammates, obviously the signals are going to change. They're not going to use the same codes for check cut downs and stuff
so
like that.
I don't think, could McVay be lying and maybe trying to make Weddle look good and saying, and already have the information, and Weddle have given it to him?
And Weddle's just backing it up and sort of playing the
I don't know
part
if it could be that
humble.
Much. You know what I mean?
You're saying there's no quid pro quo?
Correct.
Okay.
That no, in all honesty, Weddle's already turned over the information.
And this isn't to say that Eric Weddle is necessarily going to unlock the kingdom and that Sean McVay is going to know exactly what the Ravens are doing on every single play.
I don't want to paint him to be some big nobility in his figure, be the greatest figure ever if he's letting his current teammates down.
Yeah, I think it's just the opposite.
And I think
I really do. I mean, you're getting paid by a certain organization. You do whatever you can to help your team win a game, especially when you need to win a game.
And not just you're getting paid by that organization. Like, ultimately, okay, I get it. That's a big part of what we're talking about here. But then the other part of it is, which set of guys are you more loyal to right now? The ones that you're going to walk out on the field with on Sunday? Or the ones that you played with last year and the year before that?
Are you loyal to your guys is by not shooting for Lamar Jackson's knee to try to take him out and injure him. You know, that's something that's how you're loyal to him. But in terms of if you know a tendency, then you tell your teammates.
You've
got to give it up.
Yeah. It's fascinating to me that Eric Weddle, like you said, Colin, is going to be sort of sainted for this. Like, oh, well, look at this guy. What honor. Well, that's just really – well, no. What about his Rams teammates and the Rams coaching staff and – moreover,
what about McVay? Listen, they're after my ass. They thought I was this offensive mastermind. Help me out here.
We lose this game, we might have to win out to go to the playoffs. So Eric Weddle, now with the Rams, says, no, I'm not going to share any Ravens secrets or even sit down and break down tendencies with Sean McVay and my current coaching staff ahead of our game against the Ravens this Sunday, a game which, in all honesty, could decide whether the Rams go to the playoffs or not. They lose this one, they're at 5 losses. You would think in the NFC, the way the picture sits right now, Rams are a game and a half out, 7th in the conference. They would have to be 11-5 to get in all likelihood, because that's the way the playoff picture looks right now. One more loss could be their undoing.
Think of it in terms of a primetime game that didn't necessarily look the way that you wanted it to look through the first half here in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Think of it the Miami game, right? You think Minkah Fitzpatrick was like, hey, guys, nah, I can't help you out.
Right.
I mean, that game turned at halftime. I think a lot is probably made of this. A lot more is made than what the true impact can be of someone sharing information. You still have to go apply it. We heard about this Mark Barron thing for weeks.
Right.
And it really is. But any little tendency or tidbit can change the course of a football game. You know, if a guy opens up this way, if a guy's a little slow to open up if he's a cover corner, what he generally does, you know, or – if you're an offensive player, hey, when a guy breaks the huddle and he does this, sometimes he tips off a run.
Right.
Just any little thing. And to have more information that you may be useless is better than to have no information at all.
I mean, I just can't imagine that Eric Weddle, if Sean McVay came to him.
He wants to be back in Baltimore so bad.
And said.
He wants to play for the Ravens again.
Hey, Eric, I know this might require a little bit more of your time, but you want to just 20 minutes of tape. I got some cut-ups here on some combo routes and how the Ravens defend them. And Eric Weddle would be like, you know what? You guys are paying me a couple million bucks. I'm at the tail end of my career. I'm not as good as I used to be. We lose this game. We could be on the outs as far as the playoffs go. No, sorry, coach. No can do. I don't understand that. Like,
you know
where
what's
do
happen?
Your loyalties lie? The team, the current group of guys that you are going out on the field with, or the guys that you played with for the last 2 years?
What's that word I'm looking for when somebody? Yeah. They're going to be at LAX at like 1 a.m.
Right.
On is this a Monday? It's a Monday night game this week, right? Is that the Monday night game? Ravens at Rams, I think. They're going to be at LAX at like 1:30 in the
You're
morning
right.
or whatever,
yeah, it is.
And they're going to be like, "Hey, we have a stowaway underneath this plane headed for Baltimore." And for BWI, it's going to be Eric Weddle with his shoulder pads trying to get back on the Baltimore plane.
Eric Weddle's locked himself in the laboratory,
right,
sir.
He wants to I don't know. It doesn't seem right. Again, too much is made. It's talk show fodder. I get it. But for him to come out and be quoted, I think, makes the story for me. He got that 4-year, $26 million contract with the Ravens. that didn't come to fruition. He had a falling out with the Chargers, too. But when he says, I've got a lot of respect for that place, what kind of man would I be if I turned my back on all of them? You're not turning your – you could very easily
they
say –
they turned their back on you by not re-signing you.
Yes.
What loyalty do you owe the Baltimore Ravens?
That's the part that's interesting to me. That's right there. Like, right there. He is showing a loyalty that was unrequited, right?
I'm sorry. If Aaron Donald is my teammate and walks up to me and says, excuse me, Eric, they'd like you in the offensive meeting room to watch some tape with them and perhaps help them out with some tendencies. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to walk my butt down to the offensive meeting room and watch some film with them and give them some tendencies. I mean, it's... And again, the thing that spurred this conversation in McVay's press conference was a question about a guy who's now with the Ravens sharing secrets with them about the Rams because they traded Marcus Peters out
Wasn't it an open secret in the halls of the Pittsburgh Steelers office that Ben Roethlisberger was kind of politicking for Eric Weddle to come here?
There was some
Wasn't that kind of one of those, like, wink, wink, nod, nod sort of things? Wasn't that his guy? Isn't that one of Ben's guys, if I seem to remember correctly?
Yeah, I know they're friends. I don't know.
I think I'd heard that from some players.
I don't know when that relationship started.
Right. Ben was kind of pushing for Weddle to come
here. Was he not going to bring any Raven secrets to Pittsburgh with him?
It turned out to be that they ended up getting somebody that's better than Eric Weddle. But at the time, he would have looked okay, you know, whenever the names were being bounced around. And I just think it's a fascinating story.
It really is.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.